This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the hardest hit country, the United States, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed cases. South Korean officials are scrambling to track down thousands of people after a small cluster of coronavirus cases emerged around several Seoul nightclubs. The new outbreak has sent infections rebounding to a one-month high. It comes just as the government was transitioning from intensive social distancing to measures around distancing in daily life. After more than a month without reporting any new cases, Wuhan, the central Chinese city where the outbreak first emerged, reports 5 new infections. Mainland China has registered no new coronavirus deaths for nearly a month. This could be the beginning of a new wave of cases there. In a sign life is gradually returning to normal in the country, Shanghai Disneyland throws open its doors following a 3-month shutdown. About 30 annual pass holders in Mickey Mouse outfits waited in line in yellow squares drawn on the ground outside the park. Social distancing, masks, and temperature screenings awaited guests. Visitors number far below 24,000 people. The figure is 30% of daily capacity, a level requested by the Chinese government. It is being closely watched to see how the company might recover from the pandemic that has forced it to shut down parks in Asia, the United States, and France, as well as operations at its retail stores and cruise ships. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Netherlands, Greece, and other European nations are taking further steps to reopen their economies and social spaces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Dutch elementary schools are welcoming back students, while around half of 47 million Spaniards can now socialize and shop in small establishments. The French will be relieved too, as they begin leaving their homes and apartments without permission slips. Although health officials will worry in Paris, crowds packed onto train stations despite social distancing rules. Furthest along, Greece is entering phase two, with all remaining retail stores reopening and the final grade of high school resuming classes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India, which has locked down its population of 1.3 billion people since March, reported a record daily rise in cases, but it said it would begin to restart past